The wicket starts damp,
yeah,
which is, it's a good toss to win, and we unfortunately lose it, don't we? So you're on the back foot anyway, and you know when you feel the wicket, it's damp, and you feel it at half time and it's dried out. So it's one of those games that can make you look silly, but you know, you need a couple of three things to happen, really. You need to play exceptionally well. The talk was if we could try and get it to 20 overs and maybe one or two down. You know, we knew the wicket was going to dry out. It's just it's been a heavy dew overnight, and it was said damp on top, so you know it's going to get better. Trying to get to 20 overs without too many scars. You need maybe Kent not to bowl so well, and you need us to play well, and you need a bit of luck as well. And we probably didn't do any of those three. Kent bowled well, we didn't have much luck, and we didn't play very well. So it was a wicket where we probably should have been trying to get to 230, 240, but you obviously fall short.
Yeah, I think you can give due credit to Kent. They bowled very well and they fielded very well too.
Yeah, look, they did. They bowled very well up front. As I say, they put us under pressure and Darren Stevens in those conditions bowled well. But it's a shame because it's, you know, it was a good crowd in today. And you know, there's a few games around the country where early wickets are going down and it's not quite what you want, is it? So I think we probably need to look at the start times for some of these matches.
It was an extraordinary match down in Cardiff where the match has been called off. Tony Pigott, who's former Sussex player, is the pitching inspector now, and he's been looking at it all. Just to think that a test match was played there within the month, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a lot of different reasons. Look, this was a tricky wicket, as they're saying, you know, what you've got to take on the chin, that good teams would have found a way in this match to stay in the game longer than what we did. Once you're 4 or 5 down as quickly as you are, you really are pushing it. But it's the way it's going at the moment, and you've got to rally and you've got to come back and you've got to treat tomorrow's game like a cup final and go with the belief that if you win the next four, you've still got a chance of staying in this competition, and that would be our intention.
Yeah, because the problem is, in a situation like this, when you lose half your wickets and you're not even halfway, then you're thinking about eking out the other overs, because, the worst crime, I always say in a one-day game, is not to use all your overs up.
Yeah, look, you're watching like I'm watching, it's going past the bat twice and over in a one-day game with two white balls, so that you know that there's quite a bit in the wicket. Anybody who knows anything about cricket, as though we got some boundaries away, the ball was beating the bat, and that tells you there's quite a lot in the wicket. So you need, as I say, you need to have a little bit of luck, then you need to keep missing it, and all the batters to show great skill at being able to counter-attack or whatever strategy, or like the other night, one of the team not to exploit it very well, the new ball, and give you some easy hit, but we got no real freebies from Kent, and they fielded exceptionally, and as I say, we didn't quite have the skill to sustain this game long enough. As I said, there's not much you can really say about this game. As I say, it was an important toss, we lost it, and once you're 4 or 5 down, that's the game over, and it's a shame for a big crowd.
Yes, you didn't make enough runs. You then actually bowled quite well.
Oh look, it's a completely different game. Yeah. Second half, it's a completely different game. That's sure. When the game should be starting, really. Mm-hmm. It's a good wicket, yeah. And you know, it's damage limitation then, isn't it?
Let's think about Middlesex now. As you say, we've basically just got to win the game, really.
Look, it is, yeah. You're trying to protect confidence and belief, and you're trying to deal in facts as well. But, you know, all you're trying to say to all the team is that they can't go internal. They've got to stay on the front foot, and they've got to stay aggressive, and they've got to stay positive, and that's all they can do. And we'll treat this game like a cup final and hopefully go at it hard and put on a performance that we know we're capable of.